You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Parker Olson on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome in on a Monday, August 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Back in the studio on a Monday, overcast skies right now. Aaron Zalmers continues on his little mini vacation. Glad to have Parker along. Parker, how are you?
Doing well, Todd. Had a good weekend despite the rain. I'm very glad to be in Madison, in an area of Madison that was not hit too bad. I know that downtown area was hit with, actually, I don't think the floods is what the
problem was. I was talking to news director Charlie Pittman, and they're still trying to figure this out. We're going to get to that in a little while. There was the big news, of course, out of the Milwaukee area, southeast Wisconsin, and the flooding over the weekend. But yesterday, much of downtown Madison, in the heart of downtown Madison, in the West Washington area, over to State Street, where we're at, was shut down due to an underground fire. Apparently an electrical fire, which they're still trying to figure out, but caused some havoc in downtown Madison yesterday. But yes, Parker, certainly our thoughts and prayers are with many of our listeners on WAUK in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Wauwatosa, Menominee Falls, the entire kind of southeast corner, Brookfield, West Dallas, all those folks there in southeast Wisconsin who on Saturday night into yesterday got hit with record rainfall and flooding. Still waiting for official word, but once it's confirmed, it may end up being the rainiest 24-hour event in Wisconsin history.
Yeah.
It's, go ahead.
14 inches, yeah, I think over, I saw
somewhere.
Yeah,
some places there say maybe perhaps a little over 14 inches. I was coming back from Shawnee on Saturday and avoided most of it till I got to Beaver Dam, and then the heavens just opened up. I almost pulled over because it was one of the, you had your windshield wipers on as fast as it could go, your lights on, and you could barely see in front of you. Everybody was going like 45 miles an hour on the interstate. But it was one of those things where all the conditions, unfortunately, were just right. And I'm no meteorologist, but reading and listening to those that are, it was a slow-moving front that kind of stalled out. There was a lot of moisture in the air that helped create this, what some people are calling a thousand-year flood event in parts of Milwaukee. Of course, the state fair shut down early on Saturday. Leonard Skinner was not able to perform. They closed it off before he took the stage. And many people trying to get out of the fairgrounds, state fairgrounds at West Dallas, were caught in their vehicles. And then the Brewers played on Saturday night. We're going to get into the spectacular weekend, at least on the field in Miller Park, in AmFam Field on Saturday. But many of the people who left AmFam Field on Saturday were then caught in their cars. Some of them, as of late last night, early this morning, are still there. And so for yesterday's game, there was some debate whether or not the Brewers game would even go on at all yesterday afternoon. They decided to move forward with it, but sent out the word via social media that there were really only two roadways open into AmFam Field, and there was limited parking due to some of that standing water still there. So very, very scary. I know some of our colleagues here at Civic Media who are based out of the Milwaukee area were affected by this, and our thoughts and prayers go out to them as they continue to try to clean up from this. And I know many of you listening, particularly in the Waukesha, Milwaukee area, Wauwatosa, Brookfield area on WAUK, I'm sure that you're still trying to get a hold of people to help you to clean up from this. And it is still a dangerous situation for much of our listening area in southeast Wisconsin. And I get it. People listening to us in other parts of the state, you're like, well, what was the big deal? But for folks listening in southeast Wisconsin, unfortunately, it could be life-changing and not in a positive way. unfortunately. Not only Southeast, Southeast Wisconsin got the brunt of it, but I know our listeners on WRCE in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin, particularly just south of Richland Center on the Wisconsin River, Iowa County and Grant County emergency officials put out edicts and warnings yesterday to stay off the roadways in Grant and Iowa County in Southeast Wisconsin because there was some flooding and roadway problems there. And I know watching on the news out of Madison, there were people along the Wisconsin River and other places around Boscobel, Wisconsin, who have had their foundations basically gone from their houses. And I know many people along the Menominee River, Fox River, Milwaukee River in the greater Milwaukee area, Menominee Falls area, are going through similar things where people who live next to or near waterways and that, you know, overflowed the banks incredibly and are still working on that. Many big shout out to all the firefighters, police officers, first responders, all the people who are the helpers out there. Thank you. And a salute to you who continue to do that. And I would just ask people listening, particularly in the Milwaukee area, show some grace. If you have an employee who says, I can't get to work today because my car's not operational anymore, dealing with flooding, if you're just on the roadways and people seem a little more irritated than normal, show a little grace, because we don't know what others are going through. They may have lost everything. And I know if I'm listening and watching and reading again over the weekend, there are people for a variety of reasons who may not even have insurance or flood insurance and can't get a line of credit. What are they going to do? So hopefully we can all send out some good vibes and prayers depending upon your beliefs and some goodwill to folks who are still trying to clean up from lots of heavy flooding over the weekend. We're going to get into more a little bit later on that as well. Some Wisconsin news. Governor Evers calling out the National Guard for parts of Milwaukee County to assist there. And speaking of the National Guard, we'll get into some national news as well. Earlier today, President Trump holding a press conference at the White House in which he essentially, my term, declared martial law militarization-ish of Washington, D.C. And why there's a key question in all of this that each of us should be asking ourselves. And in hour two, a little fun, a little foolishness, what's worse today, having to do with flavoring. Parker, banana or watermelon? Don't give your answer yet.
It's an easy answer, though.
And I think so. We said this earlier, and we have not told each other what our answers are. I think it's an easy answer. Parker thinks it's an easy answer. We'll see if we see eye to eye or if we're on opposite sides of the fence.
The show may go off the rails if we disagree. I am a little worried that the Civic Media world headquarters may go up in flames.
We'll see. So banana flavoring or watermelon flavoring. That's the debate in hour two on what's worse. And yes, I have my, for those watching the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and whatnot, Twitter, I did wash it over the weekend, but I have my Milwaukee Brewers jersey, my Bob Uecker jersey here. And here's the good news, Parker. I was afraid because the game yesterday, the Brewers found themselves down 5-0. And I thought it was all due to me because I've been trying to find a new Brewers baseball cap. And it's a very specific style that I've been looking for.
Okay.
And I finally broke down and found it on Amazon. And it arrived on Saturday, I believe. And so I thought, well, I'll put this on. And they're down 5-0 to the Mets. I thought, well, it's all me. I changed caps.
It's all about
but,
the hat.
But by golly, the Brewers came back, got a spectacular win. Isaac Collins walk-off home run. We're going to play you those cuts and talk about that in a little while. So it all proves my new hat has gotten us a win, so we're safe.
The cardiac cap.
Yeah, the cardiac cap. I like that. Your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. But let's start out. Great coverage by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee on these floods over the weekend. From the Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee and other parts of Wisconsin were hit with historic volumes of rain Saturday and Sunday, which led to flash flooding, power outages, and a slew of closures and cancellations. Parts of Milwaukee saw more than 10 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. As we stated earlier, there are reports of up to 14 inches yet to be confirmed. And it says here on the Journal Sentinel, of course, they'll continue to monitor this. Let's give you a couple of updates here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Between 5 p.m. on August 9th and 8 a.m. on August 11th, so over the weekend, North Shore Fire and Rescue received double the amount of calls for service and typically would during that time frame, a total of 135 calls, according to Fire Chief Robert Whitaker. Around half were specifically storm-related, including 13 calls about downed wires and three rescue water rescue incidents where cars were trapped in water. Whitaker said there has also been damage in all seven of the communities the entity covers, including Shorewood, Whitefish Bay, Glendale, Brown Deer, Fox Point, and Bayside. But further damage assessment will begin tomorrow. He said he has not received reports of any injuries so far. Stepping away from the story from the Journal Sentinel, and that's really the good news here. Again, we don't know, but we haven't received all the reports yet, but so far we don't know of any deaths or severe injuries that were directly related to this. And Parker, thank you for the reminder. I knew I'd forget because I got too wrapped up with the Brewers. Great to have Parker along here reminding an old man. For our listeners in Madison, Middleton area on WMDX, if you're in the Middleton area, news over here just before we came on the air here, the Middleton 911 system is currently experiencing outages and difficulty. So just be aware, if you need 911 services in Middleton, they are having some outages. They are working on that to restore those. Thank you, Parker. Appreciate that.
Of course.
Back to the situation in Milwaukee area and the story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I think now that the rains are over at least-ish in the Madison area, you know, some rain continuing in southeast Wisconsin, well, the danger is over, some people think. Well, that's not true. As of about an hour and a half ago, several flood warnings were still in place across the southeast, according to the Milwaukee Sullivan National Weather Service office. The warnings are all expected to expire between 10 and 11 tonight, though they may be extended as needed. Most are minor flood warnings, with the exception of the Fox River, Lower Fox River in Waukesha. So currently, the Milwaukee River near Cedarburg affecting Ozaukee County, Cedar Creek at Cedarburg affecting Ozaukee County, Menominee River at Menominee Falls affecting Waukesha County. By the way, Parker, I was watching CBS Mornings national show, and they had a reporter, a very nice young guy. And, you know, I mean, sure, we've all seen it, right? Like sports figures, professional players over the Brewers or the Packers or even the Timber Rattlers. And there's always these great segments where they have players that aren't from here try to pronounce Wisconsin names.
It's one of my favorite things.
Exactly. And so this young reporter from CBS, they sent him out here, clearly was not familiar with Menominee. And I think he pronounced it Miami or something like that. It was way off.
My mom had a friend in college that was from Menominee Falls, and her friend was broke, so they called it Me No Money.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Anyway, the Menominee River at Menominee Falls affecting Waukesha County, still a flood warning in effect there until later tonight. And the Root River. I never heard of the Root River before.
I'm not familiar.
The Root River at Franklin, affecting Milwaukee County, down to around 9 feet after cresting 11 feet yesterday. Moderate flood levels are going to rise up to 10. So, and also the lower Fox River in Waukesha County, all those flood warnings until later tonight. We'll come back, talk more about the services, what's going on down in southeast Wisconsin after the floods, and the Brewers giving us some hope in bad times in southeast Wisconsin. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Monday. August 11th, 2025. Parker Olson in for a vacationing Mr. Zomers on the board. Glad to have you along. Going to talk Brewers here in just a little while and Packers as well. But want to continue talking about the storms that swept through much of southern Wisconsin over the weekend. I know there's some damage as well north of Green Bay because the Packers, and not all the damage was on the field, Parker.
No, that might have been the dignity.
Right. We'll talk more about the disastrous Packer game after a while. But there were some strong storms that passed through the area, the upper Fox Valley, I guess you might say, Door County, and parts of north of Green Bay on Saturday. And so I know people up in that part of the up the state are also trying to clean up from that. But what's happening down in Milwaukee is very, very devastating. And our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to them. Again, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel doing a great job of covering much of this. I want to bring you a couple of quick stories and a bit of sunshine as well. Pun intended, I guess you'd say. Here's one. Gold Drive, just south of College Avenue in Muskego, is no longer inundated by flood water. However, according to the Journal Sentinel, city officials say the damage to the road is bad enough that it's too early to estimate when the washed-out section can be fixed. The road, Gold Drive, just south of College Avenue in Muskego, will remain closed indefinitely in the meantime. And also, you think about the small businesses that are affected. Here's one as well. Mark Knutson, owner of Pop's Pub on Pioneer Drive in Muskego, got hit twice for the weekend storm. Flood water and a sewage backup filled the basement of his business. And as a vendor at the Wisconsin State Fair, he lost a final day of business when the fair was forced to close all day Sunday. Without flood insurance, he'll have to draw on his own funds. He hopes to reopen by August 13th. That'd be for somebody like that. I mean, think about it. I don't know how much some of these people make each day at the Wisconsin State Fair, but I have to believe it's probably thousands. And so you're out that day of profits at the fair, and then your business gets flooded and you got no insurance. And so all that's got to come out of the business funds or personal funds, whatever. And again, if you're in that area, if you frequent a business and you know that they've been hit by this damage and they're able to stay open, or if they reopen, go there, spend a little money, tip the servers more than you normally would. Everybody could do something in a situation like this. A little, and again, I get it, you know, in the scope of things, this is a small thing, but I also think sometimes we just, in times of damage and emergency, we need a little bright light as well. I think of our friend and colleague, Jay Matinere, who last week was helping out. She had a bird's nest, and one of the small hatchlings got its little head and neck stuck in the birdhouse. And by golly, Jane comes to the rescue. She gets up on a ladder and she takes the thing down, and she deconstructs the birdhouse enough with the bird. It has a sibling. And now at last report, the mom and dad had come back and are nurturing the baby. So, I mean, hey, she saved a couple of small animals. And you think, well, in the large scope of things, what does that matter? Well, it means everything, because it's doing something positive.
And it helps you, too. There was some, she said something, I think, to Kreitlow, I think that morning before that she got to talk about on her show. She was saying, like, she couldn't sleep. Yeah. She was so worried about it. And I think that just was such a good amount of closure for her. And that goes for anything, really. It's just you want to be able to have a good mindset and be in a good place when you have to think about bad things, that it can resolve to something good.
Totally agree. And you're right. I mean, she was like, you know, I felt like I was able to, because I think all of us feel, or most of us, I should say, in this news cycle and everything, it's like, what the hell can I actually do? But when you can actually do something, it lifts everyone's spirits. So here's, again, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This weekend's flood left Bassey's Farm in Washington County with multiple acres of crops completely underwater. But a silver lining, the family-run business was able to rescue one of the most beloved parts of its farm. It's koi, according to Blake Bassey, who helps run the farm alongside his sister and parents. Blake said his family was surveying the damage yesterday when his sister, Sarah, noticed what looked like an orange traffic cone at first. They quickly realized it was one of about six koi who live in the farm's pond and were able to rescue two of the fish immediately, Blake said. But one was still missing. The family spent an hour and a half looking for the koi, soaking wet, boots in the water, he said. Then he said, I finally noticed it, but it was a little chicken. The water was pretty deep, Blake said. But my dad's like, I don't care. I want to save the koi, and just jumped into the water. The koi ultimately made it home to the pond safe, he said. The rescue is a welcome piece of good news as the family waits to see if the other submerged crops survive the flooding. The flood left Bassie's with an acre and a half of strawberries completely underwater, reaching 6 feet at the deepest point. Though the strawberries may survive if the water drains within 48 hours, Blake said, the farm's 4 acres of underwater pumpkins are already rotted and unsalvageable. So, again, tragedy to lose those crops. Because, you know, farming, my grandparents were farmers. I mean, it's probably the ultimate gambling sport, if you want to look at it that way, because you put your entire life, your savings out there, and the weather can dictate a lot of times whether that's going to make it or not. But at least, you know, again, just like Jane's bird, at least the koi, where at least you can save the fish from the pond. So, I mean, that gives you something.
It's the little things in life.
Exactly. Absolutely. Continue to monitor this. Our news department, also our weather department. We'll come back maybe it's hour two, talk a little bit about the weather details of this and why this happened, and looking forward as well. But when we come back, speaking of hope, the Milwaukee Brewers are the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Going to have the calls of the fantastic comebacks on the other side. Stay tuned for that. Also, Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe of the Midwest Farm Report, is next. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on Monday, August 11th. If you have not gotten yourself to AmFam Field to see what's brewing, better get there. Welcome back, everybody. Pat Allball behind the mic. Parker Olson on the board in for a vacationing Aaron Zomers. Nice job. Is that from 82?
That's, I believe.
Yeah, so it's an oldie but a goodie.
1980 is what 1980. The description says.
All right, very good. Well, it was used in the 82 Milwaukee Brewer World Series run, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. But as somebody that was alive during that time, I can tell you that the excitement is similar. In fact, I would almost say, maybe because of social media and whatnot in today's world, the excitement right now for the Milwaukee Brewers is maybe even at a higher fever pitch than at this time in 1982. Very quickly, thank you, Parker, for the reminder. For our listeners on WMDX, particularly those in Middleton, just be aware that the Middleton 911 is experiencing outages. And according to channel3000.com here in Madison, if you're in the Middleton area and need emergency services, instead of dialing 911, call the following number, 608-824-7300. That's 608-824-7300. Again, the Middleton 911 system is down right now. They're experiencing difficulties. If you need help, 911 services in Middleton, number to call is 608-824-7300. One more time, 608-824-7300. Well, the Brewers definitely do not need emergency services. The Mets may need emergency services after this weekend. And Parker, you'll remember, as a Wisconsin sports fan, it was, in fact, the evil New York Metropolitan Baseball Club that ended the Brewers' run in the postseason last year. And unfortunately, it was Uke's last call at AmFam Field when the Mets came back. And the Brewers had, what, a 2-run lead going into the ninth. And then the Mets came back and won that. And afterwards, in Uecker's final call, he said that one had some sting on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was tough. I was up at, I was covering the Kamala Harris, Liz Cheney event in Ripon that afternoon. And I sat because I didn't want, I was listening to WISS, one of our great stations in Oshkosh on the Brewers Radio Network. And I was listening to you because I sat in a parking lot in Ripon, Wisconsin, and I listened to the last two innings and the postgame show, which ultimately ended up being Euchre's last game. And I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. So it was particularly great to see the Brewers come back and take it to the Mets this weekend.
It's very nice to see the Brewers turn around because, frankly, at the start of the season, I thought that the Brewers were going to honor Bob Euchre by playing by him, which wasn't ideal because that wasn't well.
Right.
It's much better to see some success as they honor Euchre.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a big celebration of life event coming up here in a couple of weeks down in Milwaukee. You know, some of our people on our free ticket Brewer Friday have won tickets to that game. That'll be really, really cool. I think they're giving away like a Euchre umbrella the night before or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. And I believe, I'm not positive, but I believe that is the same game that Willy Adames will be making his return to Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
I think. I'm pretty sure that's the same series that the Giants are in town, yeah.
Well, there you go. Get a gin up for that one. Well, the Brewers were down yesterday. By the way, the headline, to bury the headline, they won. They came back. I know, they won. They came back.
Whoa.
But they were down 5-0. Quinn Priester for the Brewers on the mound having a rough outing, and it looked like the Brewers were finally going to lose one, but they came back, extended their winning streak to 9. By the way, Parker, you realize ever since Pat Murphy, manager for the Brewers, introduced the pocket pancake, they're 9-0. 9-0. Since the pocket pancake.
Says, the pocket pancake is undefeated.
It is. And they took, I don't want to, I mean, I thought this would be funny and entertaining that we'd set up on State Street a grill and we'd give away pocket pancakes as part of a shtick. And I thought, well, I don't know. Well, now the Brewers are now selling a pack of 4 in a plastic or a paper pocket along with syrup and strawberry jam on Sundays at AM Fan Field.
I believe there's also a chicken tender option. You can do chicken waffles kind of thing. Yeah. I'm very excited. And it's only Sundays, though, I think. So you're going to have to be selective about those games. I can't guarantee that Free Ticket Friday tickets are going to get you to a Sunday game.
I can come up with marketing ideas for everybody else, but they never happen for me.
One of these days, Todd.
One of these days. A little more importantly, the Brewers did, as a matter of fact, come back and win. And going to want to play a couple of cuts because it was a spectacular team effort comeback. And Isaac Collins, the rookie for Milwaukee, there's a great story. Going to read you a little bit here from Kurt Hogg from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Department. He had written a story that appeared yesterday morning. Headline, the skill at the plate that's fueling Isaac Collins' potential Rookie of the Year season with the Brewers. So Kurt Hogg writes this profile piece on Isaac Collins yesterday morning before the game. And the Brewers, it's tied up. They've come back. It's tied up 5-5 in the 9th. And Isaac Collins comes to bat. Here's how it sounded on the Milwaukee Brewers radio network across much of the Civic Media Network. Here's Jeff Levering with the call. Jeff Levering. No, we're not kidding you. The Brewers world. The Brewer, there you go, the first. Jeff Levering of the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network which of course can be heard on many of our great stations on the Civic Media Radio Network, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM up in beautiful Park Falls, WBZH, the Buzz of the North in Hayward, Wisconsin. What a call by Jeff Levering. And I think I misspoke before the cut. I said it was tied up 5-5. It was tied up 6-6. My apologies. And so the Brewers won 76 on that Isaac Collins home run. Great call, Jeff Levering. Great. But I was also watching on FanDuel on television.
Yeah. Where you watch it. Tough to do these days.
I know. I thought, all right, $20 a month for at least, you know, the last couple. I can't.
For right, not great app, but
right,
sure.
Right, yeah, fine, but you can see him. So I was watching, and Brian Anderson, just a great broadcaster, great sportscaster. Here's what it sounded like on FanDuel Sports Network yesterday with BA on the call. BA on the call of the FanDuel Sports Network. And the crowd, again, I know there were some people that were very concerned and not too happy that the Brewers went ahead with the game yesterday in spite of the flooding. But I would say a couple of things. Parker, as a sports guy, I'm interested in your take. I think that people they have to at least take into consideration that with the Major League schedule, particularly as we get closer to the end of the season, really tough to reschedule these games. Both teams were already there. The Brewers are playing again tonight at home. And so I think it was kind of like, look, everybody that needs to be there is there. They did tell people that there was only a couple of roadways in. The Brewers did tell people the parking was limited. And the Brewers did tell people that if you can't get here, we'll give you credit for another game this season. And if you wanted the Mizorowski, the Miz t-shirt that they gave away to the first 20,000 fans, they're going to do another Miz t-shirt night. And so I think the Brewers did everything they could, Parker.
I think so, too. You actually have the exact same take that I do, which is not great for talk radio, but, you know, whatever. I thought the exact same thing. I don't know what more you can ask them to do because there is the logistics of you're running a baseball season. It's really hard to get two teams in the same place again without, like, tacking on a game after the season's already over, basically. You took the words out of my mouth, basically.
No, well, I think as a sports people, you just have to. I get the human part of it for fans; it's tough to get there. But when you're running a team, like you say, it is business.
Yeah, and it was a sellout, as in like it was already sold out before the game happened. That's not how they don't count like heads as sellout. But there were still, I think, 33,000 fans was the count that came in. So City Milwaukee needed some good yesterday, and they certainly got it.
I agree 100%, and thanks for getting me back to my point, is that listening to that cut on FanDuel and on the Brewers Radio Network, I mean, the pop of the crowd, I mean, they were just electric. And even Murphy, Pat Murphy, Brewers manager yesterday, said, look, I've been here 10 years. I don't ever remember a crowd like that. So I thought that was great. Let's hear a little bit from the star of the afternoon, Isaac Collins, who is making a real bid to be the National League Rookie of the Year. Here's Isaac Collins in the press gaggle in the Brewers locker room after that walk-off home run. That's Isaac Collins a little bit there for the postgame presser yesterday. In this story by Kurt Hogg of the Journal Sentinel from yesterday, says, at the core of an out-of-nowhere team that has exceeded all expectations to become the first team in the major leagues to get to 70 wins, is an out-of-nowhere switch-hitting outfielder who, at 28 years old, has been the National League's top rookie. I mean, this guy has been around me. He's been traded. I mean, he was at Tampa Bay, I think. He got traded over to Colorado, and the Brewers picked him up. But it's all been in the minors. He got his first shot at the big leagues with the Brewers at 28.
So what you're telling me is that the Brewers have gotten two of their best players, Andrew Vaughn and Isaac Collins, from two of the worst teams in the league, the White Sox and the Rockies.
That's what I'm telling you. And by the way, the Cardinals took care of business against the Cubs yesterday. The Brewers are up six games on the Chicago Cubs. Back with more after this. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS, ABC News, whichever station you're listening to, that's what you will get, along with a weather update for you. Remember, many flash flood warnings continue for parts of the greater Milwaukee area for those listeners on WAUK in southeast Wisconsin. Again, I know this sounds rudimentary, but it's easy to remember. Turn around, don't drown. If you come across a roadway and there's water on it, I don't care, because if you, Parker, I know you, Parker Olson in for Zomers today, looking at some of those vehicles around Miller Park, or why do I keep saying that today?
That's the right thing to say. Don't worry about it.
Around AmFam Field where the Brewers play, looking around there and also at the State Fair, guess what? There were 4x4 trucks there as well. And people are like, oh, you know, I got a truck, I can get through it. No. Your engine's going to stall out. So, and you don't know what's underneath the water, what's washed away.
No, you don't. And water can do a lot of damage to a vehicle, too. And my mom, actually, I believe 2018 was the year that we had really bad floods in Madison. She went boating. Right. And I believe that car got totaled, and she does not like driving even in the rain hardly at all anymore. It is a really tough experience.
It really is. I know people lost vehicles in that flooding as well. But anyway, their flood warnings continue. So weather after the top of the hour. Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, was texting him earlier today. He's up at Lambeau Field. Whew. I would not want to be a player today at Green Bay. It's going to be a tough practice. I think LaFleur have a tough practice. We'll talk more about that in a while. Then hour two, what's worse for today, banana flavored or watermelon flavored? We'll take your calls and texts in hour two for that. One other serious note here before we get back to the Brewers. For those listening on WMDX, Madison Middleton area, the Middleton 911 system is out right now. If you have an emergency in the Middleton area, dial the following number instead of 911. The number to use is 608-824-7300. 608-824-7300. The emergency number for 911 services in Middleton for right now while they continue to repair that. Brewers get a big win, 76. Walk-off home run by Isaac Collins. Plenty of the cuts there before the break. Joining us via the phone from good old Richland Center, the Driftless hometown, our friend, our listener, Whistler. Up in the RC, Whistler, I understand that you were at the game at AmFam Field yesterday. How was it?
Todd, I'll tell you what. We were sitting about 13 rows up between home plate and the Mets dugout.
Okay.
And, you know, so I got a good shot down that third baseline. First baseline.
Yep.
And to see Collins hit that ball, and I'll tell you what, everybody around me stood up, but I'm so old, took me a little while, but I saw it go over the wall into the bench area. That was awesome.
That's amazing. And it just, the energy and the noise when that happened must have been incredible.
Oh, yeah, it was. Tell you, I met a couple of people that follow the Mets. They sat next to me.
Oh, yeah.
They're on a camping trip across the country following the Mets.
Well, that's cool.
He shook my hand afterwards and said, hey, it was great talking to you. You know, Brewers are a good team. I said, you got that right, man.
Oh, I love it.
It was awesome.
That's great. And how are the roads? How was the parking, Whistler, getting around yesterday with the flooding?
Well, I'll tell you what, coming in on 94, we just had rain. When we went past the State Fair Park, nothing was moving.
Yeah.
Okay, but it was raining. You can't see down onto the grounds from the interstate. Mm. Then when we got into the parking lot on the home base side, it was dry.
Yeah.
There was no water, lots of places to park, you know?
Right.
So we stood outside, smelled the parking lot fire-ups. It was cool.
Right. People were still grilling, right?
It started sprinkling.
Right.
When we got inside. But this couple from New York, when they got in, I welcomed them, and I didn't know who they were.
Right.
And, you know, he says, boy, I'm glad I had a dry T-shirt with me. And I go, why? It wasn't raining. And he goes, it was pouring. So we walked into the stadium. But they were soaked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Wizzle, thanks for calling and sharing that with us. Glad that you were able to experience that big Brewers win at AmFam Field yesterday, and glad for your safety down there and back as well. Thanks. Always appreciate it, Wizzle. Have a great day. Yep, you're welcome. Whistler there from the old RC, listening on WRCE, one of our Milwaukee Brewer radio affiliates. And, of course, the Brewers continue tonight trying to extend the win streak to 10 games. The Pirates are in town against the Brewers. Game time 6:05 tonight, and the pregame show will get underway just after 5:30. Again, at RCE, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, WCQN, Park Falls, and, of course, now at WBZH in Hayward tonight. Pregame show at 5:30, first pitch at 6:05 at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. We'll see you, Parker. I'm very excited.
You know what I just realized, Todd?
What'd you realize?
Is we're getting close to George Webb hamburger territory again.
No, we can't jinx it.
I'm sorry. I had to say something.
People were, because I did this last time, and people said, you're responsible, so I wasn't even going to mention it. So if there's a problem.
I'll take the bullet. That's fine.
Send your emails to Parker, not to me. Speaking of the Packers, our own Terry Barr, watching on YouTube, always appreciate her, says that she just saw a tweet indicating that the Packers not only had a bad game on Saturday, but a bad practice today as well. She says everyone is doing push-ups, even the coaches.
Whoa.
We'll talk about that, try to get to that hour two, the Packers, which did not – look, I don't care so much about the score for a preseason game. That's not my thing, or even that they lost. It was just how bad they looked, how lethargic, how sloppy. And even Matt LaFleur, head coach, afterwards said, I believe there's a humbling experience, he called it. We'll talk more about the Packers in hour two. Also, what's worse in hour two, and spend some time with the more serious news out of Washington, D.C. and Donald Trump, and your calls as well. Come on back for hour two after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.